USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The global death toll from COVID-19 has passed 4 million, according to new data from Johns Hopkins University. The U.S. leads the world with a little more than 600,000 deaths, followed by India and Brazil. The grim milestone coming as cases and deaths have fallen off in the U.S. and Europe, but are rising in other areas, like Indonesia, where vaccination rates remain low, and variants like the Delta strain are spreading quickly. And police in Haiti say they've arrested two of the presumed assassins who killed President Jovenel Moïse, killing four others in a standoff. The president and his wife were shot in their home Wednesday morning outside of the Haitian capital of Port-au-Prince. First Lady Martine Moïse was airlifted to Miami to be treated for multiple gunshot wounds, where she is reportedly in critical but stable condition. President Biden condemning the killing in a statement, saying the U.S. is ready to assist in working for a safe and secure Haiti. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable, and just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Lawmakers return to Washington on Monday with a bipartisan deal on infrastructure spending looming large on their agenda. A bipartisan group of senators are working on fleshing out the framework of a $1.2 trillion deal to address physical infrastructure projects. Heather Boucher, a member of the White House's Council of Economic Advisors, tells CBS News what Americans can expect to see if that package is passed.
They can expect to see, bridges being fixed, roads being repaved. If they live in a community where there is still lead pipes going into people's homes or schools, they can expect to see those fixed and addressed. They can expect to see broader access to broadband, which we've learned over the past year is so incredibly important. So these are just some basics. And, you know, when that happens, we know that that is good for families, it's good for commuters, it's good for businesses. I mean, this is the way that America works, is grounded in our infrastructure. And so that's what the American people can look forward to.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles. You won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
With the Delta variant of the coronavirus now becoming the dominant strain in new cases in the United States, there are even more efforts being undertaken to reach out to portions of the population that remain unvaccinated. Former CDC Director Tom Frieden says vaccinations shouldn't be politicized. He tells Fox News that the real battle is being fought between the virus and humans.
The bottom line here is we have the rapidly spreading Delta variant in many states of the U.S. About now, it's most strains in the U.S. We've seen increases in other parts of the world, even with high vaccination rates. So it really is a race of the variants against the vaccine. And really, what works best for each person is whatever works best for that person. For some people, it'll be their doctor. For others, it'll be the local drugstore. For others, it may be a community site. And in different communities, the key is to identify the messengers and the messages that are going to work. Bottom line here, there's only one enemy. The enemy is a virus. And the more we work together, the more people can conquer the virus. The more we divide, the more the virus divides and conquers us.
And eight-time Wimbledon champion Roger Federer was bounced from the tournament Wednesday in the quarterfinal round, losing in straight sets to 14-seeded Hubert Hurkacz 6-3, 7-6, 6-0. After the match, Federer dismissed questions about retirement, saying he needed a few days to see how he feels. Federer turns 40 next month. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.